We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us right now, I told you this story, but it means a lot to me. My dad recorded you at 3 o'clock in the morning talking wrestling and sent it to me via audio cassette at sleepaway camp so I could hear Jody McDonald talk about wrestling.
That's a diehard. Tell your father I said thanks, and thank you, my friend. It's a sad note, but it's still one that warms the cockles of my heart. Thank you.
And I remember what you were talking about, Macho Man, Ultimate Warrior at SummerSlam.
Not surprised.
Good job out of you.
Thank you. And you and I are still debating wrestling on Saturdays when you do till 1 o'clock right. And I come in afterwards.
All these years later.
And
exactly.
Benigno just shakes his head at it.
Well, no, I don't
know.
You know what, Jody, whatever people are into, it doesn't faze me at all. I'm not a wrestling guy, but that doesn't mean it's a bad thing, you know?
Well, like you've said, when every time the Mets have a brutal loss, Joe says, thank God I like golf.
Oh, man.
We all need our distractions, right?
Jody, let me tell you, not only that I play golf now, because I could play every day now, but now I'm all over the tour now. I'm all over the PGA Tour. And thank God for that, because what's going to get me through the summer with the Mets?
Did you have Brooks
No, I did not have Brooks Koepka.
Nor did I.
You know what? It's a good thing I didn't do anything, because I was going to bet Ricky Fowler, and I would have been so ticked off, because he's right there going into the last round, and he, faded out again.
I took a shot with Mark Leishman at 125-1.
Hey, worth a shot.
He was there for 2 days. He was on the first page of the leaderboard.
Hey, look, what was Brooks Koepka? He had to be about 100-1.
Yeah, big numbers.
Yep.
I also think a couple of years ago, and it's funny we talked to you on this day, they sent Joe and I to Brooklyn to interview Garnett and Pierce.
I remember that.
Ooh,
yeah.
You were doing a great job.
I remember that.
And I'm sure you remember, Joe joined me in this. We were waxing poetic. What a trade.
Yep.
This is awesome. Maybe you're not saying this is awesome, but hey, this is worth it for them. And here we are a few years later together again talking about it being the worst trade ever.
What I said at the time was high risk, high reward.
Yes.
And it could have gone either way. They could have made a championship run. They could have taken down a title, or they could have gone spiraling down into the depths of the NBA park and just have it be over. Sorry, pal.
They did win a playoff series.
One.
Yes. A million draft picks for one shining moment, a game 7 in Toronto. Was it worth it? No.
And you were there.
I was there.
To Toronto. I've heard the story.
I was there.
What do you think happens tonight with the wonderful NBA franchise that I root for?
I don't have a problem. People are killing Jackson. And you can kill Jackson.
He deserves to be killed.
Every day since he showed up.
Right.
He's done next to nothing, right, other than draft Porzingis,
right,
which he got a little lucky because the Sixers.
Of course.
So Okafor instead of Porzingis.
Right.
They should have and could have taken Porzingis.
And they fell from 2-4 in that draft, too.
Correct.
Remember, they should have been 2. They would have took D'Angelo Russell.
Depending on how the ping pong balls go.
Right.
If he's shopping them and he wants a haul and he wants to read and he's going to get 3 pieces and they're all going to be able to come in and start, okay, well, that's not terrible, but just the fact that they're thinking about doing it because he missed an exit interview.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
That's not good.
No.
That's not a good enough reason. I mean, if you can get some kind of great return, sure, you can talk about anybody.
But let me ask you this about Phil. Do you think Phil is sticking around? Well, we know why he's sticking around, because
money.
He's being paid as much as he is. Do you think Dolan is, at least from what I'm hearing, not even thinking about making a change or whatever? You're sure he doesn't want to eat all that money, but he likes the fact that everyone is just crushing Phil.
That's it.
And the fact that Dolan, who's done nothing for this franchise since the day he took over, just gets to stay in the shadows and nobody's critiquing the owner of the Knicks because Phil is front and center, the big target, easiest shot of them all.
Jody, I think you hit it right on the head. I think you're 100% right. Look, and he looks good because, hey, look, I brought Phil in. Everybody was happy I brought Phil in. Here he is. He's running the show, and nobody's saying a word about Dolan.
That's not a bad cover.
And here's the other thing, too. And they still sell out the building, as much of a disaster as they are. And isn't that really all that matters to him?
And that's always front and center.
Yes.
He did. His answer is, and it's factually accurate, I did what you wanted. You didn't want me involved.
Of course.
You thought I was involved too much with Donnie Walsh in the Melo trade. That's why Joe mentioned this earlier. Hey, Dolan's got to stop Phil from trading Porzingis. He can't. Either fire Phil Jackson or you kind of do have to stay away. What does Dolan know about basketball? Like, why should he be involved in any of these decisions?
But again, there may be a sucker out there that's willing to so blatantly overpay for Porzingis. Phil could still get it right. He might trade him and get it right.
But he's got it.
More likely, it'll be a mistake.
But if he makes this deal, he's got to get a king's ransom.
Correct.
I mean, he's dealing from strength here.
Right. And there are a lot of teams out there that have already talked to the Knicks and come away going, how much do you want?
Right.
That's what he should do. And if it just goes down the road, nobody matches price, Porzingis comes back. At some point, Porzingis got to get over it. He's also got to know that if he doesn't get dealt, he comes back here next year. He's got to advance his stock.
Of course.
Become a superstar in the league. He can't play with a mat on all year just because the Knicks, quote unquote, talked about him in the
He deserves some blame because who the heck is he to no-show an exit interview? He's been in the league for 5 minutes. He hasn't really accomplished everything. His brother, his agent, is saying, despite the way the Knicks treat players, Porzingis wants to be a Knick. At the end of the day, the guy's got a lot of talent. I think he has a chance to be a tremendous player, but he hasn't done it yet.
Right.
So he's got to pipe down himself.
That's why, hopefully, if the trade doesn't come down, and if it doesn't happen today, it's not going to happen.
No, I agree.
Because free agency's going to kick in, and teams will overpay for free agents rather than overpay for Porzingis.
Right, right.
So if it doesn't happen in the next 6 to 8 hours, it's not going to happen.
Right.
What's some of your fondest memories? Been at the station forever. What's your most fondest memory besides doing the wrestling on Sunday mornings at 3 a.m.? Besides that, because I know that's number one.
All the way back to the weekend overnights. I was the first weekend overnight host on the station. There's only a handful of us that are still associated with the station that were there day one, which I was with my update guy, your update guy, John Minko.
How about that?
Minko was
overnight update. Wow.
Guy. It was me and Mink, and at 3 o'clock for one of the hours, how about a nice 8-minute update? He would play cut after cut up just so I could take a break.
Right, right.
It would be a 6-hour show.
I used to be on from midnight till
6 a.m.
That's a long show.
So I'd let Mink get every cut that he had that was worth his salt out, and we'd have a mega update in the middle of the night, which was very cool. I saw Annie Liguori here.
Yep.
Ann used to come on after me. She used to come on Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. And I used to call her at home. And she'd already be up. She'd be ready to come into the station. I'd call at 3:45, whatever the time
was.
Tell
her to get up?
But she'd already be up. But we'd just do it as an on-air bit. So we would play the ringing of the phone. So we'd be like, Ann's still in bed. No, she's not. She's already up. She's getting ready to come into the station. And she always picked it up. Well, one morning she doesn't pick it up. And my producer's not paying all that much attention. So the
phone is ringing.
The phone is ringing and she's not picking it up. The answering machine picks it.
Uh-oh.
And says, hey, it's Ann. I'm not home, but thanks for calling 212-6. We played Ann's phone number on the air.
She had to
change it within the next 2 weeks.
I can only imagine. That is painful.
Got a lot of messages.
Yeah, she did. So that's one of my all-time faves. Just working with guys like yourself and Mike and Dog and be it on the weekends, on the overnights, during the midday, and whatever. There have been so many great people that have gone through this station. Maybe for me, the biggest thrill was the best in-person interview we ever did. Walter Payton came into our old
home.
Out in the
Yeah. Walter Payton.
He was working on a documentary, and he was making the rounds. And he came in studio with us, and he stayed for a solid 35 minutes. We took him through two segments. And he was just such a class guy.
Yep.
And to be in you've talked to a million guys. We've all interviewed best players. But we don't get a chance to do them face-to-face. 95% of the interviews we do are on the phone.
Right.
So for that 5%,
I hear you, man.
Sometimes you get them out of a live remote, a thing like this. But to have them come into your studio,
tremendous.
One of the all-time greats in studio, spend a half an hour, we'll call you by your first name, know your name, Jody, let me tell you something. That was one of the all-time
highlights. That is a good one.
Yeah,
that's a real good one.
Jody, great talking to you. Great seeing you.
Guys, a pleasure.
All the
Happy
love,
anniversary
Jody.
To you.
Now, I know you don't have 30 more. I don't have 30 more.
30 more?
He might have 30 more. He might be young enough to be here for
He's got 30 more. I do not have 30
more. Neither you nor I, my friend.
Yeah, exactly.
The great Jody McDonald.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.